Okay, we're on Daf Kuf Aleph today. It's 101A. So tonight's Daf is sponsored by Brenda Parver on the occasion of the Yortzeit of her father, Betzalel ben Avram Yehuda, Mr. Altman, of his Yortzeit's tonight. So it's L'Ilui Nishmato. All right, so I'll go back over a few lines we did from yesterday. So I'll begin. Three lines from the bottom on Kuf Amid Beis 100b Kuf Amid Beis, three lines from the bottom. So the Gemara says Otam Bnei Adam Shkidsh Bnei Knesset, people who make Kiddush and Shul, and it means on Friday night the Shlich Tzibur recites Kiddush and Shul. At least among Ashkenazim we do it. There's a Chilukei Minhagim, but the if the Shlich Tzibur recite Kiddush and Shul, and if a person listened to Kiddush, and he, let's say he had Kavana to be Yotzei with the Kiddush, so Amar Rav Yidei Yayin Lo Yetzu Yidei Kiddush Yetzu. So Rav says, even if they drank some wine in Shul, when they come home, if they want to drink wine, they have to make a new bracha. And but Yidei Kiddush Yetzu, but they're Yotzei the Kiddush. So according to Rav, there's no need to recite, if you're by yourself, there's no need to repeat Kiddush again. And it's going to come out that Rav doesn't hold as Kiddush B'makom Suda. Rav doesn't hold from that halacha. One second. Yeah, let's do a little of the Rashbam on this. He says, this is 10 lines from the bottom. Who Kiddush M'kaddish L'tzibur B'leil Shabbatot V'mitov V'Knesset. In the Kiddush Yatzu. Afal Pi Shlo Shatu. So Rashbam says, even if they don't drink the wine, there's still Yotze the Kiddush. The Kaimalan, the Mekadish Sirk Shitom, Imlotam, Elachabihem, Yatsu, Kulan De Chovatan. As long as somebody drank the wine, everybody's Yotze. Kidmucha Pe'erevin Mishlai Bechoma Arvin, Umilach Kil Sirk Shitamu Kulan, Velo Srikhin Tulak Dusha Bebeitan, Lobai Kiddush Makam Suda, Hilka Kafagav Lo Akli, Vida Knesset Nafki. So Rav doesn't require Kiddush B'makom Suda, so even though they don't eat in the shul, they're Yotzei Kiddush. That's according to Rav. Then back in the Gemara, the bottom line, Ushmul Amar, Af Yidei Kiddush Lo Yetzu. Shmuel says that the Yotzei nothing. So in other words, if you have boxes, so according to Rav, one box is checked Kiddush, but not wine. According to Shmuel, no box is checked. In other words, if you want to drink wine when you get home, you need to make a new bracha, and Kiddush not Yotzei either. Let me just see that over here. So let's look at the first Rashbam again. So af yidei kiddush lo yetzu in the Rashbam kideparshin tami lekamei ein kiddush al makom suda, because Shmuel holds ein kiddush makom suda. Kiddush has to be in the place of suda. Dichtiv karatala shabbat oneg. The pasuk in Yeshaya says, and this is a famous pasuk. We learn a lot of dinim from Hilchot Shabbat. You know, v'chi bato me'asot rachecha, so chefsecha v'daber davar. So he says, you'll call the Shabbat oneg. You'll declare the Shabbos to be like a pleasurable experience. But makom shtak korei le Shabbat, in the place that you make the declaration regarding Shabbos, kolomar kriya de kiddush. In other words, the recitation of kiddush, shamte oneg. Umedrashu. That's the first shot the Rashbam has. Now, the only thing is that if you hold Kiddush is Doraisa, and the Baalei Tosel hold Kiddush, and even Kiddush Alakos is Doraisa, it's hard to think that we would learn this from Pasuk and Divrei Kabbalah, from Pasuk and the Nevi'im. And that's something I saw in the Masivta Gemara today. But Rashbam has a different shot, Inami Svarahi. Or else I could say it's based on a Svara. Since Kiddush was established to be over wine, Kiditani Lakaman Zokrelu Yayin, Mistamal Yayin Shebishad Hasuda Hukba Dekashiv. So it's logical, it must have been established on the wine that's in the middle of Suda, that's Chashiv. Okay, we're on Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph, the top line, 101a, the top line, Robert, okay? So Afide Kiddush Lo Yetsu. So the Gemara, so again, Shmuel holds your Yotze nothing. So the top line, El Rav, Lama LeKiddushi Bevete. So according to Rav, why should you make Kiddush when you come home? You were Yotzei in Shul. Why do you have to recite Kiddush when you get home? Kidotzi Banav Bnei Beito. That's because you want to, help your family members out. You know, your wife and the other, and your kids will be able to Yotzei Kiddush. He says, Ushmuel, lama l'kedusha b'vei kenishta. According to Shmuel, what's the purpose of reciting Kiddush and Shul? Since people are not Yotze the Kiddush there, so what's the purpose of reciting Kiddush and Shul? Lapuki orachim yidei chobatan. So the guests will fulfill their obligation, the achlu v'shatu v'ganu b'vei kenishta, because they eat, they drink, and they sleep in the shul. That's what the Gemara says. And again, if you look at the second Tosos, we did this last night, but Tosos says, why according to Rav, do you have to make, if you're going to recite the Kiddush again at home anyway, why do you recite the Kiddush Shul according to Rav? So he says, the Rav, strictly Kiddush be Kiddushin, though it's equal to Tam Shein Lem B'nei Bayit, so it's Tarkul Kaddish Beitam. So Rav will say, you make Kiddush and Shul for people who don't have other members of their household, will be Yotze Kiddush, and they're home free. You could say that wine was also maybe expensive at that point in time, so they saved them some money. Let's look at the third Tosfos, the Achlu B'Shatu B'Ganu B'Nei Kenishta. We said that the Kiddush and Shul is to, you know, help, fill, according to Shmuel, to fill the obligation of people who eat, drink, and sleep in the Shul. The Tosfos of Vim Tomar, Vimrina B'Perek B'Nei Yair, B'Atek Sion In Oklin B'Hen, V'Ein Shotin B'Hen. So Tosfos says, but the Gemara learns in Megillah, you're not allowed to eat and drink in shul. So how are they eating and drinking these people are eating and drinking the meal? How are they having a meal in shul? So Afal Gav, the Achilu Shtiyah Shal Mitzvah Mutar. He says Achilu Shtiyah Mitzvah is permissible. Kimini B'Yerushalmi, She'ochlin Sham B'Kiddush HaChodesh. Yerushalmi says when they would do Kiddush HaChodesh, so they would eat there. That was like considered like a Sudas Mitzvah. He says, V'gam Ashav no gim l'shto kos havdala ubrit milah. And even today, it's interesting, Toso says the minhag is to drink the wine of Havdalah in the shul, and at a bris, to also have wine. He says, Mikom akom she'eno shal mitzvah, if it's not per se shal mitzvah, you can't. He says, V'shena asur, and sleeping in shul is certainly prohibited. He says, V'afilu b'shel babel, ain't Oakland behind. And even the shuls that are in Baba, we don't eat. He says, the Kamar Hatam, the Gemara says in Masechet Megillah, Ravina Ravada Barava, Shlo Yotzim Li Kanes Beveda Knesset Mnei Gishamim. They didn't want to go into a shul because of the rains to get shelter. Ilav Mishom Deshmaita by Yitziluta. It's just that to help their learning, they did. Bahad the Kamar Hatam, but takes Yosh Bavel Al Tanaya Suyim. He says that the Gemara in Megillah says that the shuls in Baba were built with a stipulation. It means that after they're destroyed, there won't be Kedusha with them. But otherwise, they have Kedusha. So the bottom line, the question is, how can we say we're making Kedusha and Shul for the people who eat and drink and Shul, sleep and Shul? You're not allowed to eat and drink and Shul. You're not allowed to sleep and Shul. So how is that doing? So Tosfos says, V'yesh lomar d'lav dafka b'bei kenishta. It's not literally in the Shul. El chadarim shu smuchim l'beit ha'knesset kari b'bei kenishta. So Tosfos says, the Gemara refers to the Shul. It means the rooms that are adjoining the Shul. Not that they're eating and drinking in the Shul. They're eating in rooms adjoining the shul. Umishami Yishomim HaKiddush, and they would hear the Kiddush from those rooms, it sounds like. He says, Ulafima Shepirashti, Dimi Makom Makom Bechad Bayit, Shkadatu Lachom Makom Acher, Yesh Kiddush Chulei Ati Shapri. So Gemara's going to explain, or Tosos, the Hishita is, that if you're like in one room in a structure, the Kiddush, and the other room you're going to have the meal, it works out well, so he's fine with that. Okay? So far, we think we're okay. All right. Any questions, comments, thoughts, anything I did so far? What's up?
Wait, so they heard Kiddush in one room and then they ate their main meal in a different room.
No. They're in the adjoining room, and from the adjoining room they're hearing somebody reciting Kiddush who's in the main shul. That's what it sounds like.
Okay. Don't they have to see them? Don't they have to see the room? Be able to see the making Kiddush, or it can be like closed off.
Wait, say again, repeat.
Don't you have to be able to see it? Not just hearing is okay, but you have to be able to see the way the Kiddush is, or you can't just hear it?
Well, no, not necessarily true. In other words, but I think
that's how Zoom was.
Yeah, I think you're mixing two different dinim. There's a din by a minion to be mitzari for a minion, and also for a mezuman, you have to be roi me'elu edelu. You have to see each other. Let's say kriyas ha-megillah. If I hear the megillah, as long as the person has in mind to be motzi me, I'm yotze, and the same thing with Kiddush, I would think.
So you don't have to see.
Okay, any other questions?
What about now? We don't make Kiddush Friday night.
Who does? Who does or doesn't?
You don't, do you?
Well, up until COVID, we did.
Well.
In other words, with COVID, they're concerned about spreading, you know, the disease, so they stopped doing it. But otherwise, we would make Kiddush. But the minhag, I think, you know, I mean, the Machaber, I could take it on the Machaber. Give me 1 second. Let me get a Shulchan Aruch out. 1 minute. Let's take a look. Let me take a quick look. Yeah. So the Machaber says, he says, no gimel kadesh v'vida knesset. The minhag is to make kiddush and shul, and he goes on. But at the end he says, the Machaber says it's more preferable not to recite kiddush and shul. I assume it's because now people don't have guests in shul. That's what I assume the problem is. Let's take a look. He says, right. So, but... You know, we Ashkenazim do. He says we still continue on to make kiddush and shul.
But what's the premise of doing that if there are no guests there anymore?
Yeah. So
I get it's a minhag, but what's the rationale for doing it?
Yeah. So I would say it's a little bit like Chazaras Hashatz. In other words, like I think the Beis Yosef brings down. Let's say we repeat the Shemona Esrei. And that's, I mean, the main thing is lahotzimi shena baki. So if somebody doesn't know how to daven, they'll hear the Shemona Esrei and be yotze with it. But even if there's nobody who's in that category, we still do it, right? We still have Chazaras Hashatz, even though everybody knows how to daven. The Rav has an idea that it's like it's tefillat hatzibur. But aside from that, the main thing is lahotzimi shena baki. So that's the issue. That's the issue. All right. Let's see.
Why would you have an issue with bracha l'batala then?
Say again what?
Why would you have an issue of a possible bracha l'batala?
Yeah, so once it's been established, I mean, that's the concern. So we try to get, you know, a young person to listen to the kiddush and be yotze with it, and in that way, so it shouldn't be, you know, a bracha l'batala. Or if there's no young fellow, then the person who's reciting the kiddush, I mentioned, drinks a whole revius of wine and has come out to be yotze the kiddush, and that's why it's not a bracha l'batala. All right.
Okay.
All right. Let's go further in the Gemara. All right. Now, okay. So we're on line 5. He says, he says, Va'az Shmuel Tame, Shmuel follows the sheet. Amar Shmuel in Kiddush L'makom Suda. All right. Now, the Rashbam says, in Kiddush L'makom Suda, Vim Kidesh Lo Sa'ad Bo Tomakom Lo Yetzay De Kiddush. If a person recited Kiddush, but he didn't have his meal there, he doesn't fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush, is what the Rashbam says. Now, I saw Diuk in the Masivta Gemara today. It said that from there, it sounds like it's not a bracha l'batala. In other words, let's say I recite Kiddush, but I don't have the meal there. It's like it sounds like from the Rashbam, it's not a bracha l'batala, because the Rashbam doesn't say it's a bracha l'batala. He just says you didn't fulfill the mitzvah with it. But either way, you get the idea. Let's see.
Why would it be a bracha l'batala? You're drinking the wine.
Yeah, but you just said a saying, bracha. You said bracha to Hashem Kaddish
Shabbat,
right? Shabbat,
right? The first
right? Bracha. Right? Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right. Let's see further. Okay. Now, everybody mute and then go on. Okay. Now, the Gemara goes on. Savur mino hanimili mi bayit labayit, aval mimakom lamakom b'chad beita lo. So the Talmidim and the Beis Medrash thought upon hearing this halacha. So it means Shmuel says that you need Kiddush Makom Suda. And if you do Kiddush Lo B'Makom Suda, you're not Yotzei the Mitzvah. That's what the Rashbam said. So they thought, that's only me by Labayit. What does it mean that it's not B'Makom Suda? In other words, if I recite Kiddush in one house, one structure, I eat my meal in a different Bayit, then I'm not Yotzei the Kiddush. But, Mimakom L'Makom B'Chad Beita, but from one place to another place in the same house, then I'm okay. Meaning, even if I'm in the attic, if I recite Kiddush in the attic, and then I come downstairs for the meal, they thought that was okay. That's what they thought. So Amar Lahu Rav Anabar Taklifa. So Rav Anabar Taklifa said to the Talmidim, Zimin Skiin Havakaim Nakam in Shmuel. Frequently, I was standing before Shmuel. I was like attending to him. He says, V'nachit me'igra la'ara v'hadar mekadesh. He bedavka, if he was in the attic, he would go down. If the meal was in the on the ground floor, he would make sure to recite Kiddush on the ground floor. So it's not just mi bayit labayit, even mi makom lamakom, it sounds like, is not Kiddush makom suda. In other words, Kiddush makom suda, I have to be, it sounds like, in the room where I'm going to eat the meal. The af Rav Huna Savar in Kiddush lamakom suda. And Rav Huna also holds in Kiddush lamakom suda. So again, Rav was cholek with that. Rav didn't agree with it, but Shmuel holds this way, and Rav Huna holds this way. The Rav Huna Kaddish vit Akor le Shraga. Rav Huna recited Kiddush, and then his candle went out. It was like the candle, and you know they didn't have electric lights, and so that was the lighting. So it's a bad situation. He says it means it fell, and then it extinguished. But Eilele Lamane LeBeginani DeRabba Berei. So he brought his kalim. I don't know, is he eating utensils, whatever, to the house. The Beit Ganani is the chuppah. In other words, like when somebody would get married, they'd be in a certain house for 7 days, would be like the place where they're having like the chuppah. In other words, it's like 7 days in that house, of 7 days of partying. His son had gotten married to have a shraga. There was light, the Kaddish, the Taimidi. And there he recited Kiddush and he ate something. So here, so you see, in other words, you can extrapolate from this story, Rav Huna holds unique Kiddush Makom Suda, because Rav Huna made Kiddush, and the lights went out, and then he goes to his son, where the son is, who had gotten married, and he recites Kiddush again, and then he has the meal in place B. He places B over there. And again, like the Diyuk is, it's the Almak Saver in Kiddush Makom Suda. In other words, nobody says that he made a bracha levatala. That's the issue over here. So having made the Kiddush was not a bracha levatala, but he's not Yotze the Kiddush. So he holds in Kiddush Makom Suda. So we have Shmuel, we have Rav Huna, Vav Rabba Savar in Kiddush Makom Suda. And Rabba also holds you need Kiddush Makom Suda. The Amar Abaye. Abaye says, Ki avina beimar. When I was in the base medrash of Mar, the master means Rabba. So Abaye studied from Rabba, was his uncle and his rabbi. He says, Ki hava makadesh. When he, Rabba, would recite Kiddush on Friday night, Amarlan to imu midi. He said to all of us, I want you all to eat something. He says, Dilma adazli to lush pizza, because maybe when you go back to your lodging place, mit akra luchu shraga, your lights will be out. He says, v'lo makadish luchu bebayit bebeit achila. In other words, you won't be able to recite Kiddush there. In other words, because you won't be seeing anything there. He says, uvi kiddush dehacha lo nafkitu. And you're not going to say, with this Kiddush, he says, the ain Kiddush l'makom suda, el makom suda. In other words, even though you hear my Kiddush, if you're not having a meal, it's like a nullity. So even if you think you're going to be Yotzei with the Mitzvah, you're not Yotzei. So I want you to have come out of Yotzei my Kiddush and eat something here, and then you Yotzei the Kiddush. Because maybe, who knows, when you get home, maybe the lights will be out in the place of your lodging place, and that would be, bad news. That would be bad news. Okay, now, one second. Yeah, so if you look at Tosfos, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The fifth Tosfos, Timu Midi, Tosfos Nira Dehainu Timat Lechem. The Tosfos says, it sounds like it's talking about eating bread. One second. All right. Now, the simple pshat in the Gemara is that a person wouldn't eat a meal if he can't see anything. But I saw, they quoted in the Masifta Gemara, they quoted from the Mordechai quotes a Tosfos, that says that Badafka Kiddush has to be said with his light. So according to that, in other words, like that's a requirement for Kiddush, that you know that there be light. Okay. Any questions, comments, thoughts, anything I did so far?
The young Israel used to have a thing called a dinner go round, where you'd go to different people's houses for different phases of a meal on Shabbos. How would these rules affect doing that?
So you would eat one course in one house, another course in another.
That's why
house?
They called it a dinner go round, exactly.
And they did this on a Friday night.
I thought it was always on Shabbos.
Does anybody recall that? Because it does create a lot of halakhic problems.
Yeah, it just occurred to me that they used to. I'm not sure they did it on Shabbos, but I thought they did.
Well,
you would sign up to go to different places, and they would match you up.
Well, I
mean, wouldn't you basically have to do everything over and over again?
You'll see the rest of the DAF. That's what I'm saying. You're going to run into a lot of problems. The only way possibly can make sense to me is like if it's on a Friday night, maybe you have Kiddush in one house, say a motzi, eat the main meal, bench, and then go to somebody else's house maybe for dessert.
That could have been how they did it. That's a possibility.
Maybe like that.
What would you have to do after dessert? I mean,
no. So let's say you hear Kiddush, you eat your main meal, you bench, you go to somebody else's house, you have dessert, you make a bracha, whatever the dessert is. If it's fruit, if it's mazonos, that could be. All right, and then you make a bracha achrona afterwards.
If you had intention and drink Kiddush?
Say again? Yosef?
What if you had intention during Kiddush? Are you going to go house hopping or different places to eat your meal?
Yeah, so we'll see this in the Gemara, but it still seems problematical, it seems to me. In other words, like let's say I sit down, I say a motzi in my house, I have in mind I'm going to continue on the meal, 10 blocks away. I don't know if that cuts it, because I think that the hefsek, I think it's a hefsek.
Maybe that was Simchas Torah that you're talking about.
No. I'm about to find out the answer.
It was like a dinner go-round or
That's
something.
That's right. I'm about to find out the answer.
All right. Let me go on, and I think we'll come to some of the answers, I think, with you, Yosef, as well, as we go into the sugya. Okay, everybody has to mute themselves, though. We're going to move on. Okay? So let's see back on the Gemara. So we're 10 lines from the bottom on Kuf Aleph and Aleph. So the Gemara says, Ini, is this true that Rabbah, and it was followed Shmuel's halacha? Shmuel says in Kiddush Makom Suda. So Shmuel held that way, Rav Huna held that way, and then we said that Rabbah also held that way. Is that true? He says, Ini, v'ha'amar Abaye, but Abaye, and we said Abaye was his nephew and his Talmud, v'ha'amar Abaye, kumili demar, that everything mar is the master, means Rabbah did, hava'avid k'rav, he would always follow Rav. Rabbah always followed Rav. He says, Labar mihani t'lat, da'avid k'shmuel, except for the following three halachot, where Rabbah followed Shmuel's ruling. He says, and none of these three halachot relate to Kiddush, so he should follow, the default is he should follow Rav. Rav holds, you don't need Kiddush makom suda. So the three halachot are, and maybe Daf Yomi people may recall this, that you're allowed to untie tzitzis from one beged and retie it onto beged B, and it was not viewed as a bizui mitzvah. It was, I have garment A, I want to take the tzitzis off garment A and tie them on garment B. So that's Shmuel holds, you're allowed to do that. Rab holds, you're not allowed to do that. So this one, Rabbah held like Shmuel. He says, umadlikim miner laner, and then also we have a halacha that on Hanukkah, you're allowed to light one Hanukkah light, you could light another Hanukkah light, and that's the Shita of Shmuel. Rav holds, you're not allowed to do that. So Rav holds, you're not allowed to do that. Either the Gemara has two suggestions why Rav holds, you're not allowed to do it. Either it's Bizui Mitzvah, it's like a disgrace for the Mitzvah, because he assumes that you're going to take like some little toothpick or whatever, or kiss him, and you light from one Hanukkah light to another Hanukkah light, and that'll be like a bizayon for the mitzvah to do it that way. But it would come out, if you directly one light to another would be a right, or else achushe mitzvah, you're like diminishing the mitzvah, that the light goes down when you light another one. He says anyway, but the bottom line is Shmuel permits it. V'halacha k'rib Shimon b'greira, and the halacha Shmuel Paskins follows the Tana Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, by dragging. This is a halacha on Shabbos, and this we had in Shabbos on Daf Chaf Beis and Bamei Madlikin. You may recall in the second parak in the sugya with Chanukah over there. He says the Tani we learn in the Brisa, Reb Shimon Omer, Guerer Adam Itak Kisev Sabsal B'Shabbat. Reb Shimon says on Shabbos one can drag a bed, a chair, or a bench, means over dirt on Shabbos. This is the din of Eino Mitkaven. In other words, you may or may not make a ditch, but if you don't have an intent to do it, so Davar Sheino Mitkaven is permissible. So the bottom line is, though, that other than these three halachot, Rabbah always followed Rav. So how is it that Abai is saying that Rabbah also, agreed with Shmuel that in Kishmakam Suda, Rav holds that you could have Kiddush Lulav Makom Suda, and Rav always held like Rav, except for these three halakot, and it's not one of the three halakot. So the Gemara says, Kechumri de Rav Hava Avid, Kekuli de Rav Lo Hava Avid, that he would follow Rav for his stringencies. He would go like Rav, like the stringencies, except for those three he did leniently, like Shmuel. But the Kiddush is not a leniency. I mean, not a stringency. Kiddush is a leniency. Rav held, you don't need Kiddush Makom Suda. So there, he in Hakinami, he felt like Shmuel. All right, let's just see a Rashi, and then we'll take another break. So we're the last narrow line in Rashi, in Rashbam, I should say, last narrow line in the Rashbam, that's Rashi's grandson. He says, V'alach Kershim V'greira. So Rashbam explains, G'ver Adam Mitak Kiseb Sosal Chulei, D'Dabar Shem Kabin Mutar. Bahani Tlat Mile Plugged to the Rabbi Shmuel Baba Malikin. Okay, so these three items are subject to Machlok between Rabbi and Shmuel and the Gemara Baba Malikin. Bekulu Avid Rabba Kishmuel Demekil. So in all of these, Rabbi followed Shmuel, who was a Mekil. Bahacha Amay Avid Kishmuel. But here, why by Kiddush does he follow Shmuel? Hasri Kiddush Makam Suda. Hoel Bechomili Avid Karav Bar Mihani Tlat. Since he always followed Rav, except for those three items, so how come he's following Shmuel here about Kiddush Makom Suda? Umishani, so the Gemara explains, Kechumri de Rav Avid, he would always follow the stringencies of Rav, Bar Mihani Tlat, the Avid Kishmuel Kula. Except for these three, he did like Shmuel for Kula, in the leniency. And then here, the Bach corrects it. He says, Kekuli de Rav, Kigon Kiddush, Lo Avid. He says, Kekuli de Rav, Kigon Kiddush, Lo Avid. He didn't follow Rav for his leniencies by Kiddush. But Afal Gav de Tanya. Now, the Rashbam brings up a different issue. We learn in the Brisa Masechet Erevin, Ha'osek Kechumrei Beit Shammai, Kekulein Kechumreon Vechulei. That if you're signing up, it was if you're going to follow Beit Shammai, like for their Chumras, then follow them for their Kulas. If you're following Beis Hillel for their Kulas, follow for the Chumras. In other words, every Rav has got Chumras and Kulas, and typically every Chumra has in it a Kula. So if that's the case, how is the Rabba is sort of cherry picking what he's doing? How is he here? He's always following Rab for Chumras, but three Kulas he's picking. He's doing like Shmuel, and then here there's a Kula Rab has, but about Kiddush. But there he's also doing like Shmuel. How is that? So Rashbam explains that Kaimalon Haimile Heichad the Satrana Hadade. That's where the two Shitot would contradict one another. In other words, you have, Chacham A and Chacham B. They have two shitot that they're contradicting one another. Kigon, Kamachi Saron B'Shidra B'Chulei. The Gemara has a machloket over there. Let's say you have a human spine, right? So it's Metame Ba'Ohel. Let's say the spine is missing some of the vertebrae. So Beit Hillel holds, if it's missing one chulia, it's not Metame Ba'Ohel. And Beit Shammai says if it's missing two chulias, it's not Metame Ba'Ohel. So there, Beit Hillel is a Mekil, right? If it's missing one vertebrae, it's not Metame Ba'Ohel. They don't have Tumas Ohel. And Beit Shammai is more Machmir. Beit Shammai says if it's missing two chulias. But there's a flip side to it. He says, Va'amar Shmuel v'chein l'treifa. Shmuel says the same halacha would pertain by a treifa. If an animal that's missing a chulia, so Beit Hillel, who was Mekil, that is missing one chulia, that it's not Matam Ba'Ohel, so that's a Kula. But now that same Beit Hillel is going to have a Chumra. If it's missing one Chulia, now it's a Trefa. And Beit Shammai that says, no, we have to be Machmir, and it's Matam Ba'Ohel, unless it's missing two Chulias, that's a Kula by Trefas. So they each have, in other words, it's a pair. The Chulias and the Kulas and the Chumras, they're paired. So I can't cherry pick with those. The Chumra to Hatam, Kula Hu Hacha. In other words, a chumra by Beit Shammai, by how Matam Ba'Ohel yields a kula with Treifus. He says, V'kula da Hatam, and a kula with Beit Hillel, chumra hu hacha. Says, so that I can't pick back and forth. But he says, but here he's okay. Umehacha shamina de hilchata kishmuel. So in the Rashbam, remember when the Rashbam is writing, there are very few halachic works, right? So the Rashbam is writing, there's no Rambam, right? There's no Shulchan Aruch, and there's very few halachic works. So to know the halacha, you have to look at the Gemara and the Nosei Kalim. So the Rashbam helps us out. He says, From Argor, we see the halakha is like Shmuel, the ain kiddush l'makom suda. In other words, you see that so many Amorayim paskin like Shmuel, so the halakha is like Shmuel. He says, "V'amakadosh la'cherim chutz mibeito." If a person says kiddush for other people outside of his house, nira be'enai she'in sirut l'socham. It seems to me the Rashbam says that he, the person who's reciting kiddush, does not have to have the meal there. Shafil lo sa'acham yatsu b'nei oto abayit tzidu have makom suda. For them, it's makom suda. In other words, you know, by kiddush is the prime example. Yatsa motzi. Even if I was yotze kiddush, I could be motzi you. And I don't have to have the meal here. As long as you're having the meal, you're in good shape. Let me just do a few lines in the previous Tosfos, and then I'll pause. Okay? Look on the Kuf Amud Beis, 100b, on the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the 6th Tosfos, Yidei Kiddush Yatsu. There's two Yidei Kiddushes. One is Yidei Kiddush Yatsu. The third very medium-wide line in Tosfos. Okay, Yidei Kiddush Yatsu, Af Bishlo Shatu, even though... This is Yidei Kiddush Yatsu, and it means this is according to Rav. He says, even though they didn't drink it, Rakshi Toma Mavarech, or Filachamihem Kimucha Pesopakoma Arvin, Uchishitim Kulam. Okay, Venira, the Lach is Shmuel. Tosfos says it seems like the Lach is like Shmuel. The Amar in Kiddushimakam Suda, the Afagav to Ba'ama Halach Kurav be Isure. So Tosfos says, but the Klal is, Halach is like Rav be Isure. We're talking about it in Easter of a Heter here. So we should, the halacha should be like Rav. He says, "V'gam Rabbi Yochanan savar l'kamen k'rav," and we're going to see later on in our Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan also holds like Rav. You don't need kiddush makom suda. Hacha halacha kishmuel, k'rav huna v'rabba v'abaye kulu savri b'samachin kiddush makom suda. So we see that all the other Morayim, they agree with Shmuel. That's a siman. The halacha is like Shmuel. V'chein pasach megillat starim, and Megillat Starim is a generic term. The Gemara says that the Chachamim would write little notebooks of their Torah Shebaal Peh called Megillat Starim. But the Ran, who's one of the Rishonim, wrote a Chibur called Megillat Starim. In other words, that's the name of his Sefer. But it comes from the Gemara, Megillat Starim. So he says, if you look at Megillat Starim, it all says that you have to do it. And he says, and then the Tosfos says, V'makadi shedato lechol makom acher, yechol lehotzi et ha'ochlem sham. In other words, if I'm reciting Kiddush for people, they don't know how to recite Kiddush, but I'm going to have my meal elsewhere, I could do that as long as they have the meal there. The didhu avi makom suda. Okay, time to pause. Wait, let me just take a look. Wait. One second. Okay, who's got questions, comments, thoughts on anything I did so far?
Okay, so I confirm that the dinner garan was always on Shabbos.
Okay. All right, but you don't recall how it was broken up, how the meal was broken up.
I think they had the main meal and then they went somewhere else.
Yeah, for dessert, that makes sense.
But a lot of times they went, you know, they would break it up into courses. It could be, you could go to three places.
Yeah, that's.
You have to speak to Shoshana. She has all the info.
Well, I don't need to speak to anybody, but
I'm anyway. I'm only raising it because it seems
all right.
Point
all right, that's issues
we have here.
Good. That's what learning's all about. Now you see your life with different eyes now. Okay.
Now you would decline the invitation.
All right. Now, any other questions?
We never went.
All right, that's it. You were machmir. Okay, now, or you.
We were antisocial.
Okay, now I don't know machmir, but you wanted to keep the meal.
We were indifferent.
You wanted to keep the meal in one place. Okay. Any other questions, comments, thoughts, anything I did so far? All right, we're moving on. Okay, everybody, mute themselves. We'll go on. Okay, now we're three lines from the bottom on Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph. Everybody with me? So it says, "Rabbi Yochanan Amar Afi de Yayinam Yatsu." Now, again, if you remember the beginning of the sugya, we spoke about if a person's in shul, he hears kiddush in shul, and let's say he drinks some wine in shul. So then he comes home. So Rav says, "Yidei Yayin Lo Yatsa." He's not yotze the bracha on Yayin. He has to make a new bracha if he wants to drink wine. But Yidei Kiddush Yatsa. Kiddush is yotze, and Shmuel says he's yotze nothing. So, but Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Afi de Yayin Nami Yatsu. Rabbi Yochanan says, you don't need to make another bracha on the wine, and you yotze the kiddush, so you check both boxes. You get the best of all possible worlds, according to Rabbi Yochanan. But as the Rabbi Yochanan Tame, Rabbi Yochanan follows his shita, the Amar Rav Chanin Bar Abaye, Amar Rabbi Padat, Amar Yochanan, Echad Shinu Yayin, turn page. The Echad Shinu Imakom, Ein Sarich Lavarech. The Rabbi Yochanan holds, if the Shinu Yayin, this is a different halacha, Shinu Yayin means if during a meal, first you gave me wine from one barrel, then you give me wine from a different barrel, and the wine from barrel B is better or worse, it tastes different, I don't need to make a new bracha on the wine. But I do need to make a bracha tov ametiv. That the Gemara in Brachot learns. When you give me a different wine, and I think if it's a better wine, then I make a bracha of hatov ametiv. But you don't need to make another bracha on the wine. But he says shinui makom means vechad shinui makom means tzirich levarich. If I'm mishana my makom, I make this is your issue, Robert. If I'm in place A, I make a bracha, and then I go to place B. I don't have to make a new bracha. And let's look at the Rashbam. On the first Rashbam on Amud Beis, that's the lower part. You don't have to make a new bracha. This is what you were asking me about Yosef, right? So according to Rabbi Yochanan, Shinui Makom, there is no bracha with Shinui Makom, right? According to Rabbi Yochanan. All right, now let me just see if there's anything I want to do here. One second. Now, so if Tosfos says the second last Tosfos on Amud Aleph, Yochanan Mar Afi Deyayin Yatsu to Umayri Shishatu Beit Knesset. So Tosfos says it's only that you drank some of the wine in the shul. He says, but in other words, for the bracha, And then the next Tosfos, he says, "Shnu ein sarich lebarich, mi wa tova metiv sarich lebarich." But you do have to make a bracha, tova metiv, if the next wine is better than the first wine. Okay, let's see further in the Gemara. So the top line on Kuf Aleph Amud Beis. So Meitvei, now, so Rabbi Yochanan says they're Yotzei Kiddush and they don't have to make a new bracha on the wine. They're doing fantastic by coming to shul Friday night. You always do fantastic by coming to shul Friday night, but you're Yotzei all the mitzvahs and all the brachot in the shul. So Meitvei, we ask Kasha against Rabbi Yochanan from the following Braisa. The Braisa says, Shinui Makom Sarech Levarech. The Braisa says, if you Shinui Makom, you do have to make a bracha, right? This is like what you ask me, Yosef. If you're Mishana, you're Makom. If I go from place A to place B, I have to make a new bracha Rishona in place B. Shinu Yayin ain't Sirich Levarich. Shinu Yayin, the Bryce is on all fours, or Rabbi Yochanan's on all fours. You don't have to make a new bracha Bergabim. Shinu Makom, you do. Tiyufta Rabbi Yochanan Tiyufta. So the Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan is Abgeschlacht. He's history. He's an Amara. The Bryce says not like him. So Shinu Makom, you do have to make a new bracha Rishona. All right. Now, the third line. Yativ Rav Idi Bar Avin Kamid Rav Chista. So Rav Idi Bar Avin was seated before Rav Chista. Yativ Rav Chista, Ka'amar Mishmeid Rav Huna. Rav Chista was saying over Halacha the name of Rav Huna. He says, Hada Amrit Shinui Makom Sarich Levarech. When you said that Shinui Makom, you have to make a new bracha. In other words, you go from place A to place B. I have to make new bracha Rishona. Lo Shanu Elami Bayit Labayit. That's only from one house to another house. Aval mimakom mimakom lo. But in the same house, if I was upstairs and I go downstairs, I don't need to make a new bracha rishona. Now, here there's a different girsa that some have. If you look at the Masoros Shas, not mimakom lamakom lo, but lo shana el mibayit labayit aval mipina lapina lo. From one corner to another corner of the same room, you don't need to make a new bracha rishona, which is a big Nafkamina. In other words, according to that version, which is the version that the Marsha says to say, so it's only giving you a patur if it's like from in the same room, one corner of the room, the other room. So back in the Gemara, so Amalei Ravini Bar Avin, so Ravini Bar Avin said to Ravini Bar Avin was one who was listening, and Rav Chis is one who was saying the halacha in Rav Huna. So Amalei Ravini Bar Avin to Rav Chista, that's exactly the way we learn in the Braisa that was taught in the Beis Medrash Rav Hinnick. Some say the Braisa was taught in the Beis Medrash Bar Hinnick, like you. Either way. So the Gemara says, Viela Rav Huna Manita Kamash Malan. So is Rav Huna just coming to tell me what a Braisa says? How is it that he's just doing that? So the Gemara says, Rav Huna Manita Lo Shmila. He hadn't heard of that Braisa, but it's nice to know that the Braisa is that way. Now, there's a different gears in the Gemara and the Rashbam discusses, but and the Rashbam rejects the lines that we, some of the lines we just said. Rashbam says it's very common that you have a brisa, and that all the Amorim knew all the brises, so he doesn't think that the Gemara would ask that question. All right, but either way, it's coming out that shinui makom, I have to make a new bracha rishona. So if I'm in my house, I walk 3 blocks to my friend's house, even though I made a bracha in my house, I got to make a new bracha rishona when I get to my friend's house. Now, Batu Yativ, continue. Anybody want to ask questions so far? Everybody good?
What's the situation? You make a bracha rishona and you're eating in right. The first house.
I'm eating in my own house. I make a bracha rishona, and mm-hmm. then let's say I have a piece of meat. I make shahakolni advaro, and then I go to my friend's house 3 blocks away, and I want to eat a piece of meat there. I have to make a new bracha rishona.
It's new eating.
Well, you know, I as far
if
as I'm
if it were in my house, how
well,
long
it depends.
Does my
what makes it one eating? What makes it two eatings?
If I'm in my own house,
right,
and I eat a piece of meat, and I have in mind to eat a piece of meat, I make a shahakol, right, and then I say I want to have another piece of meat. Do I make another bracha?
Okay, give it a few minutes. The Gemara is going to discuss more about this. Okay, just give a few more minutes. Let's wait till we get to the sugya. Okay, all right. So now the Gemara says, "V'tu yativ Rav Chista v'ka'amar mishmei d'nafshei." Rav Chista sat down and now said on his own recognizance. So Rav Chista quoted Rav Huna that it's only mibayit labayit I need to make a new bracha, but mipina lapina I don't. He says, but he said, "Had dahamrin shinui makom sirich levarech." When he said that I'm mishana my makom, I have to make a new bracha, which is what you were asking me about, Fern. Lo amran levarim shein tunim bracha lachrein b'makoman. That's only if the food is something that doesn't require bracha achrona to be said in that location. Meaning, like my example, like a piece of meat or a fruit. So then I have to make a new bracha when I get to the new location. Aval devarim tunim bracha lachrein b'makoman. But something that the halakha requires me to say the bracha achrona in that location, like what? Like anything that requires, you know, me'ain shalosh. You know, we like the Shiva Minim, Mizono, anything like that. He says, Ein Sarich Levarech. For that, I don't need to make a new bracha in the new location. My taima, Lekiva Kama Hadar, because a person is going back to his original kvias. So the Rishonim have different approaches with this, but the way the Rush takes it, that since I know I have to go back to, let's say I begin eating like mizonos in my house. When I leave my house, I know I have to go back to my house to make the alamechia. So I'm not, you know, finishing my suda because I know I have to go back to that location. So even if I continue eating in location B, it's viewed as being in location A because I haven't closed the book on that achila because I have to go back there to do it. But something else, you know, it's like, good, I'm gone. I'll make the bracha corner elsewhere. You know, it's history or whatever. That's the way he seems to be saying. All right. Now, let me just do
can I ask a question?
Wait another 15 lines. I'll get to you because I just want to cover some ground. It's all related to the same topic. And I think we'll see. Okay. Now, he says, look, so Rav Sheshit Amar, but Rav Sheshit says, Echadzeh v'echadzeh tzarich lebarech. Rav Sheshit says it doesn't make a difference whether what type of food you're eating. Either way, you have to make a new bracha in the new place. In other words, we view it as a hesek hadas, and you have to make a new bracha in the new place. Okay, so Meitveh, we're asking a question against Rav Chista, which was the first opinion from the following brisa. All right, let me get Yosef in. Yosef, what do you want to ask me, Yosef?
Now, how come we reject Rav Yochanan? Why can we say he holds like Rav Chista?
An excellent, excellent question. And the Rashbam asks your question. Let me finish the sugya, and I'll try to do the answer in the Rashbam, okay? But that's an excellent question. Okay, let's see further in the Gemara. Now, so we ask a question against Rav Chista from the following Braisa. So the Braisa says, B'nei Chabura Shumasubim Lishtot. You had a group of people who were getting together. Mesubim is like really reclining, like we're going to do at Pesach soon. They were mesubim l'shtot, to drink. It's going to come out to drink wine. V'akru raglein let's say it, l'krat chatan or l'krat kala. And then they rushed out to greet a chasen or a kala. It's interesting that it doesn't say chasen v'kala. It's chasen o kala. Sounds like that there would be separate. He says, in other words, they want to be misameach, the chasen or the kala. Shein yotzin ein tunin brach l'mafreya. When they leave, when they dash out the door, they don't have to make a bracha achrona. He says, "Kshein chozrin ain tunin bracha lecharkila." When they return, they don't have to make a bracha rishona. So they were sitting down having wine. They make a bori pirgafen. Somebody looks out the window. Ah, the chasen's here. Let's go out and be misameachim. They all rush out the door, so they don't have to worry about making a bracha rona before they rush out the door. And when they come back, they don't have to worry about making a bracha rishona. He says, "Bamedvar murim." When do we say that's true? Shehinichu sham zakin ochola, that they left behind somebody, like typically like an older person or a sick person. He's not rushing out the door. They left him there. One member of their group was left behind. Aval loi nichu sham lo zakin velo chola. But if they didn't leave a zakin or a chola, everybody dashed out the door. Shein yotzin tunin brach l'mafreya. Then when they go, before they go out, they do have to make a bracha achrona. Shein chozrin tunin brach l'chachila. And when they come back, they do have to make a bracha rishona. So now the Gemara wants to develop its question. Mita katani akru raglayan. Since this is akru raglayan, michlal dvar matunin brach l'achrein b'mekoma naskinan. Since they rushed out, so the Gemara takes it that, but for the fact that they rushed out, they would have to make a bracha there, and they weren't entitled to rush out. Here it's rushing out, so they get a special dispensation. So, but we're talking about something like wine. V'tama di nichu sham zaken ochola hu d'chein yotzin ein tun bracha mafreya chein chozin ein tun bracha chila. The only reason they don't have to make a bracha before they leave or make a bracha when they come back is they left like a placeholder there, the zaken or the chola. Aval loi nichu sham zaken ocholik shin yotzin tunim brach l'mafreich shin chozin tunim brach l'chakila kashel Rav Chista. So again, Rav Chista says that if I have something that I have to make a bracha me'ain shalosha afterwards, like ala michya, ala eitz, ala gefen, ala pri gefen, if it's that type of food, so then, and I go to another location, I don't have to make a bracha rishona. So here it's the same location, right? Here they're going back to the same location. And the implication of the brisa is if they don't leave behind a member of their group, a zaken or a chola, when they come back, they do have to make a bracha rishona. So that's not looking good for Rav Chista, right? Rav Chista says, if it's the type of thing that I have to make a bracha achrona b'mekomam in that makom, so that then the meal's not closed out. But here it doesn't sound like this is a kasha against Rav Chista. So let me just do the answer, and then we'll come back and we'll try to address Yosef's question and whatever else we can. So I'm Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, the top line on Kuf Bey Zaman Aleph. Mantana Akirot. Who's the Tan of that Brisa with Akirot? That's Reb Yehuda. Now he's going to say it's really a machloket Tanayim, typical, like when you have an Amara and he's got a Brisa against him. So it's machloket Tanayim, and I hold like this other Tana. And that's what we're going to say here with Rav Chista. He says, the Tani, we learn in the Brisa, Chaveirim shimusubim va'akru raglayim leleich lebeit ha'kneset. They rushed out to go to shul or the beit medrash or the base medrash. Shin yotzin ain tunin bracha l'mafreya. When they leave, they don't have to make a bracha krona. He says ukshen chozrin ain tunin bracha l'chachila. That's the Tanakama. So Rav Chista will hold like this Tanakama in Achinami. You don't have to make a bracha when you come back. He says, but Amar Rabbi Yehuda, but Ben Rabbi Yehuda qualifies that. Bisman shenichu sham mixer chaverim. It's only if you leave some people behind. Then I'm with you. Aval lo nichu sham mixer chaverim shen yotzin tunin brach l'mafreya shen chozin tunin brach l'chachila. All right, let's just summarize what we did, and then we'll try to address Yosef's question, whatever questions we can. So on Kuf Aleph Amud Beis, we got into the topic of shinui makom. If I change the place, I make a bracha rishona in one location and eat something in location A, and then I go to location B, do I have to make a bracha rishona or not in location B? So Reb Yochanan says you don't have to make a bracha, and then we quoted a brisa that says that you do have to make a bracha, that you do have to make a bracha. So he said Reb Yochanan's all upgeschlacht. So then Rav Chista qualified the halacha. Rav Chista's qualification was that you only get a dispensation when we say shinu makom sirich lebarech, that I do have to make a bracha in place B. that's only if it's something that's not Me'ain Shalosh. In other words, not something you have to make the bracha akron in that place. Then I have to make a new bracha Rishona. But if it's something Me'ain Shalosh, then indeed I don't have to make a bracha Rishona. What Yosef was asking was, again, Rabbi Yochanan said that Shinu Makom Ein Tzirich Levarech. And in other words, I don't have to make a bracha Rishona. And the Bryce says that you do have to make a bracha. So the simple way would be what Rabbi Yochanan is talking about. If it's something like Mizonos, then I don't have to make a bracha Rishona. And the Bryce would be talking about something like meat, where I do have to make a bracha Rishona, right? Everybody following me so far or not? So if that's the case, how is the Bryce Akasha against Rabbi Yochanan? Again, Rabbi Yochanan said that Shinui Mako means Sirik Levarech. But if I qualify Rabbi Yochanan, maybe Rabbi Yochanan is like qualified, like Rav Chis is qualified, and he holds you don't only have to make a bracha Rishona if the thing you were eating was one of the Shevet Minim, then you don't have to make another bracha Rishona. But otherwise you do. So how is the Braisa Kash against Rabbi Yochanan? All right, let's take a look. Let's take a look in the Rashbam. 1 minute. Okay, so this is three lines above where it gets very wide. Downstairs in the Rashbam, three lines above the very wide lines. It's the Vim Tomar. Everybody have it in the Rashbam? The Rashbam, everybody have? Yeah, okay. Vim Tomar, Amayo Tivne, the Rabbi Yochanan, Mehach Breita Tiyufta. Why do we like shlug up Rabbi Yochanan from that Breisa? Ha'ikl Terutze, we can explain. Breita Ki Rav Chista. We can explain the Breisa like Rav Chista. Mishain Antunin Bracha Lachreim Vimakoman. That the Braisa that says I have to make a new bracha Rishona is talking about something like, you know, meat or fish that doesn't have to make a bracha run in that place. And Rabbi Yochanan is talking about something else. He's talking about that it's something like Me'in Shalosh. V'hilkach Ein Tzirich Levarech. Lekad Tzirutzi Hachi. So the Rashbam, the first very wide line, says that don't explain that way. Rabbi Yochanan Stama Ka'amar. Yochanan says it without qualification. Shinui makom einu tzirich levarech. He says just across the board, shinui makom, you don't have to make a new bracha. Bechol devar hanechal ka'amar. The implication of his words are you never have to make a bracha rishona in place B. He says midlo pirish shahamora midlo pirish because he doesn't specify shahamora yeshu lefarish to rav yotzer min abraita. We expect an amara to explain his words in greater detail than a braisa explains its words. He says, in other words, the braisa is very, you know, very short in words, and we have to learn pshatim. But in Amara, we expect him to explain everything. Va'od, yodima yu amoraim sheheshivu mehi braita the Rabbi Yochanan, the v'chomakom kama Rabbi Yochanan shumakom in sarek levarek. In addition to which, the Rashbam says, mistama, the amoraim knew that that's what Rabbi Yochanan held. He says, Aval habraita shekad malahem harbe, but the braisa, which is much earlier in time, yeshlam lefarish came v'chem. There they have to explain. It means this, that, and the other. Okay. All right. Who's got questions, comments, and thoughts? Okay. So the basic idea we said is that we have a machloket tanaim about shinui makom, right? So the Tanakama of the braisa we just quoted holds that if it's something mean shalosh, I don't make a bracha rishona when I come to in a new location. A new location. But Rabbi Yehuda holds only if I leave some people there behind, then I don't have to make a bracha rishona. Otherwise, I do have to make a bracha rishona. Okay, who's a question?
Rabbi Yehuda held that when you went out for the chasen kala. When you go out to be mesameach the chasen kala,
does it
involve food?
One second. No. First. Okay. Again, Rav Chista is the one who stated the halacha that if it's dvarim tunim bracha lachreim b'mekoman, I don't have to make a bracha rishona in the new location. Then we quoted a brisa that said that the people who went out to greet the chasen and kala, unless they leave somebody behind, they do have to make a bracha.
Right. Does that involve food?
Which one second, let me get it straight because I don't think he said something quite so accurate. So he said that Braisa is following the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, but the Tana Kama in the Braisa on Kuf Beis holds Indeed, if it's that type of food, the tan bracha lefnei b'mekoman, when you come back, even if you leave nobody there, you don't have to make another bracha, right?
Right.
Okay, now what's the question?
My question is, when you go out to be mesameach the chatan and kala,
right,
does that involve food?
It doesn't sound like it involves food. You're just dancing, you're singing in front of them.
So you're not going to a second place of food. No, does that
you
matter?
No, if you're coming back, you got to make a bracha. How much more so if you're going somewhere else, you would have to make a bracha.
In other words, you've seen the chasen and kala walking down the street. You say, let me have the this mitzvah. I want to dance and sing in front of the chasen and kala. I want to give him a mazel tov. Then you come back to the place where you were seated and you want to continue on drinking.
Right, but I didn't start another eating. I seem to have it in my mind.
In other words, so that's what Yosef's saying. In other words, if you're coming back to your original place and we're saying you have to make a new bracha rishona, alachas kamav kamav, if you're going to place B, you'd have to make a new bracha rishona.
Okay, and wouldn't this whole sugya be better off than bracha?
So that's the way the Gemara is. Topic flows to topic. It flows to topic. We got into Kiddush. Kiddush is leading us to these brachot. Okay. We'll get back to the Seder. Okay.
Where does Rav Sheshet fit in this? Because according to this Gemara, his ruling is what the actual halakha is, which is when you come back or go to another place, regardless of whether
right.
requires a blessing or not.
Right.
Where is he in this discussion?
Well, we quoted him 15 lines earlier.
Now, I got that, but we're doing Rav Chista and Rav
right.
Yehuda.
Right, so right. All right, wait. Right
who trumps
now,
who here?
All right. Right now, we're discussing Rav Chista's Shita.
Right.
We asked a question against Rav Chista, and then we deflected the question against Rav Chista. Okay, but Rav Sheshet disagrees with Rav Chista.
Right, but according to Steinsaltz, his ruling is what the halach is.
Okay. All right. All right. Let me see if there's anything else I want to say on this whole thing. I think we're pretty much good for tonight. Okay, any other questions, comments, or thoughts? Okay, now the learning tonight was Lilu Neshama of, let me get the sheet out. Where is it? Here it is. Lilu Neshama, Brenda Parver's father, Bitzalel ben Avram Yehuda Zichrono Levracha. All right, I think that's it. Let me end recording.